This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Is that the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music? I love that stuff.
I was remarking on that too. I was like, where'd this piano come from?
Oh, I'll go straight to Christmas music right after Halloween, like 2 days afterwards. Bro, I've had my tree up, I'm embarrassed to admit this, for like 2.5 weeks, but you know, it is what it is. Today is Thanksgiving, which of course all about family, friends, food, and you know, betting on a little bit of football. My friends at Bet River Sportsbook are your Thanksgiving weekend football betting powerhouse. Great odds and boosts beginning with the noon game on Thanksgiving, which has already kicked off and I lost. So let's talk about this Cowboys Raiders game, 7-6 right now. It's also rivalry weekend in college football. Lots of big games, including the big game, Ohio State at Michigan. And Bet Rivers is hooking you up with a 20% parlay profit boost to use on any of those Saturday matchups. Plus, if you're looking to kick it up a notch, you can now create your ideal betting combo. That's a lot of fun with Bet Rivers' new same game parlay feature. Those are my most fun thing to hit. I should say, proper English, my most favorite thing to hit and the most fun thing to bet, because you get to make up your own stuff. Like, if you think you know what a certain guy's going to do in a game, go ahead and try that on for size. Make the most out of this great week of football. Download the app or check out BetRivers.com and start betting with a winner. Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. We got to talk about the Cleveland and Baltimore game. So Baltimore kind of doing what they always do. Good record, winning a lot of games. Lamar Jackson doing his thing at the very top of their division, about what we thought. Cleveland, incredibly underwhelming. We'll talk all about that. We'll break down the line. Cleveland's a 3.5 point road dog. Over-under is 46. But before that, Kevin, there's something, a schedule anomaly that's bothering you about this Cleveland at Baltimore game. What's the problem, Doug?
Well, this is just the strangest thing, and maybe I'm naive and this happens more than I realize, but basically, if you look at the Cleveland Browns schedule right now, of course, Sunday night, 8:20, they're playing the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Then they have a bye. The next game after the bye is the Baltimore Ravens. So technically speaking, they are playing the Baltimore Ravens back-to-back weeks. You know, back-to-back games, I should say. Have you ever heard of that happening? I think that's really interesting. And I think it actually does play into this game.
I have not, to be honest with you. And I'm glad that you point that out, because even if you would have said that there was a game in between or a couple of weeks off and they played again, I would have gone, oh, really? 2 out of 3 games? Adam, I don't know about you, but for Cleveland back-to-back games to play the Ravens, obviously there's a bye in between. Does that happen more than Kevin and I are aware of?
Not to my knowledge. That is something that is highly, highly unusual. And I don't really understand what the NFL would be doing to create that situation, because you're almost playing a home and home with the team. Again, the Cleveland Browns are a team that I want to see what their injury report looks like before I put my bets down. They designated both Kareem Hunt and Jack Conklin to come back from IR, but will they be able to go in this game? That would make a huge difference for that Cleveland offense, which has been so limited by Baker Mayfield's injury.
What's up with the Browns? Because if you just look on paper, they're as talented as anybody. If you go position by position, pound for pound, last year, Kevin Stefanski, National Coach of the Year. I mean, it seems like they've got all the parts. They trimmed the fat getting rid of Odell Beckham, but they're just kind of mired in okayness, Kevin. Right now, they're 6-5, and as we mentioned, they're 3.5 point dogs on the road at Baltimore coming up on Sunday night. So in all likelihood, they're going to fall back to 500. This was supposed to be the year for Cleveland that they took a big step forward, and the way that I see it, they've kind of taken a step back.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have. And I think it's like, you know, perception versus reality. For so many weeks, you know, I think people were talking about how powerful they were both on offense and defense. I mean, because you think about that defense being defined in so many ways by Myles Garrett, the NFL league leader in sacks with 13. But then you look at their 5 losses this year, they're averaging 35.4 points, giving up 35.4 points in each of those losses. And I really think the story here, whether they get the people back from IR or not, is just how bad is that injury to Baker Mayfield? I mean, he's not playing well, and I think he's pretty probably banged up. He's a fighter, and he's a prideful guy, and he's going to be out there on Sunday from all accounts. He's not practicing, though. I don't think he was a participant in Wednesday's practice. They actually had a lot of people out of that practice. And then you got across the aisle, you got Lamar Jackson coming back from his third illness, I was reading just now, not counting the COVID bout, his second bout with COVID in training camp. He says he's feeling great. He says he's feeling 120%. I'm reading these quotes right now. At 3.5, I got to go with Baltimore.
I'm with you. Just with Cleveland, it doesn't make any sense, Adam, because on paper they're good. Last year they took a big step forward. They went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs earlier this year, but as Kevin points out, their problem is in their losses. It's one thing to lose close games, but if you're giving up 35 points, you're probably not going to win. It's just it's very difficult to do, and it feels like their defense is just so suspect with the Cleveland Browns. I would say that at least tip of the tongue, they're the most disappointing team right now in the NFL. Based on where we are 11 games in, their record one game over 500, and where we thought they were going to be, I think Cleveland's been the biggest bust so far in the entire league.
And if you factor something else in, think back to their season opening game against the Chiefs. Yep. They actually probably should have one more game in their column on that record. So, you know, it's really strange with this team. I don't know how much to pin on the Baker Mayfield injury. There has been some inconsistency on the offensive line. They're going to get Jeremiah okay. I'm not going to say his name right. So back on the defensive side of the ball this week. And I think that should help them a bit. But to answer what you're saying, it has been a disappointment. There's no question about that. I don't like the number. I don't like the questions about who's healthy for both of these teams at the moment. So I'm going to stay off this thing for now. But I happen to agree with your lean on Baltimore.
And you know why this game's important, Kevin, for the Ravens to win? Because so Lamar Jackson, the first time he went up against Patrick Mahomes head-to-head, Mahomes and the Chiefs won. Same thing with the second time, same thing with the third time. It looked like earlier this year when they went head-to-head in Baltimore, it was going to happen again. Baltimore had the great comeback, and finally, it was a feather in the cap of Lamar Jackson head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes. I think that the only way, if those two teams meet up again in the playoffs, that Baltimore can win is if that game is in Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. If they've got that Omar, you know, chant thing going at the very beginning, that whistle going, which is badass, by the way, and they're playing that game in Baltimore, because if Baltimore comes to Kansas City, they lose that game. And if you look at their records right now, the Chiefs are 7-4. They've won four games in a row. Baltimore 7-3. But the fact that they won the game head to head, if they both keep winning, that game in theory would be played in Baltimore. I know we're looking down the road, but it's only a month and a half away. Then the postseason begins. It just feels like Baltimore needs to have those games played in Baltimore if they're going to beat like teams like the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah, and actually, just an interesting bet to talk about really quickly to that point of their strength at home. I believe, I don't have the exact number, but they're averaging around 30 points at home this year as an offense. And then I just gave you the stat.
29.8, so just under 30.
Just under 30. And then you combine the fact that I gave you the stat before of in the losses there, the Browns are giving up 35 points per game, almost 36 points per game. I think the over of the Baltimore total, which is probably in the mid 20s or low to mid 20s, would be a really interesting pick on Sunday, given that they are at home.
Yeah, the total in that game is at 46. So we're both in agreement that there's going to be a lot of points on both sides. Adam, you agree in that one? Because it seems like you're a guy that, you know, likes the defensive side, likes to take the unders, which I've never understood.
Well, you just don't know me that well. Sean, you know, what would give me a little bit of pause about the over in this game is just looking at what the Cleveland offense has done of late. I think Baltimore will do its part. The Ravens are a team that can beat you in multiple ways. But with Baker Mayfield's shoulder, I am just not confident in the Browns offense at all right now. So I don't get me wrong. You're not going to find me on the under here. I'll take a pass on it.
See? You're saying I don't know you, but I still can't get you to say the overs. You didn't say the unders, but you sat the fence, which is just fine. I'm taking a look right now, to be real, guys, at these AFC West standing, or I'm sorry, at these AFC what would be playoff standings. And of course, this makes no sense because the playoffs don't start tomorrow. But if they did, The Titans would be the one seed at 8-3. Baltimore would be the 2 at 7-3. Then you get the Chiefs at 7-4. The Patriots leading that division. Who saw that coming at 7-4? And then the others kind of in the conversation, the wildcard teams, if you will, Buffalo and the Chargers and Cincy and basically everybody else in that conversation. So it does kind of feel like we're at the point in the season where you can't lose these games that you're supposed to win. And Baltimore at home is supposed to win this game. All right. Let's talk about Seattle and a pick 'em on the road against the Washington football team. The over-under in that one is hanging right around 46. Man, it's crazy what's happened to Seattle because I can't remember a time. And I'm going all the way back. You brought up Reggie Bush earlier. I'm going all the way back to those days, bro. I'm talking, what was that guy's name? Lindell White? Is that who's in the backfield with them? And yeah, Wayne Jarrett, like those old school USC teams. I'm talking Troy Polamalu now, bro. I'm talking like Brian Cushing. I'm talking the old school teams. Ever since then, Pete Carroll's had a team that won games, right? Like you don't see Pete Carroll teams struggle. And this team is struggling to the point where they're not going to make the playoffs. And if you saw his post-game press conference, he was absolutely flustered. This game's the pick 'em. I don't know, guys, if that says more about how low things have gotten this year for Seattle or the lack of maybe improvement for a Washington football team that I thought was going places this year. I'm putting big time money on the Washington football team. I think they win this game running away with it. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those games where at halftime they're up by a touchdown. By the end of the game, they're up by two or three touchdowns. And everybody's looking at this line going, why was that ever a pick 'em? Why is Seattle not a huge underdog in this game? This is not for me to be complimentary toward the Washington football team because I can't do that. This is more an anti-Seattle point. Doesn't it kind of feel like they're down in the dumps and they're just prone to get destroyed in this game?
Yeah, I took a lot of enjoyment when Geno Smith was start as a gambler, I should say, when Geno Smith was starting for that team, because basically all Geno Smith does is cover. And Russell Wilson does the exact opposite. He never covers the spread or seemingly never covers the spread. And I just don't see the fire, again, going back to intangibles, like in Seattle, where I like Washington. I like Heinicke. And I think beating Tom Brady and the Bucks lit a real fire under their rear ends. And I think that going into this game, especially at home, under the lights, primetime game, again, I think the players get up for that. They can make a statement. And I'm just looking at some numbers here. It looks like 58% of the public is betting on Washington. So they seemingly agree with us.
Are you part of that 58%, Adam? Because you absolutely should be. And you don't have to tell me that you're playing the unders, my friend, at 46, because we know you are.
Hey, now, I believe I told you when you guys were all over San Francisco and Minnesota and playing the Vikings, that was my smash over. So I will not stand for this slander, sir. I will not stand for it. No, in this game, I would love to know just how healthy or not healthy Russell Wilson is, because the first game back, he looked absolutely horrendous against the Green Bay Packers. And I just don't trust that Russell Wilson is himself. Now, he was a little bit better last week. I don't know that I want to be in with the Seattle Seahawks on the road in this spot. I think the line's about right, quite honestly. If you want to play a teaser here and you want to take Seattle out past 7.5, I don't really see this being a high scoring game. I'm sorry. There you go. You got it out of me. I don't really see it being high scoring. But in the end, this isn't a game I feel really strongly about. Taylor Heinicke is a guy who is going to give you sort of Ryan Fitzpatrick light, where he's going to take a lot of chances. He's going to make some big throws to Terry McLaurin. We've seen it over and over again. But he's the same guy who could very easily throw three interceptions in a game and bring Seattle right back into this thing. So, you know, I don't really want to get involved in anything other than potentially a Seattle teaser.
As you can see, that game just about a pick 'em everywhere. Over under on that one's 46. So the same number on that Seattle at Washington game as Cleveland at Baltimore. I like a lot of points really in both those games. If I'm going to play the unders on one of them for my guy, Adam, I'll play the unders on that Seattle at Washington game real quick. So I'm taking a peek at all these different numbers on the BetQL network and betrivers.com, and some interesting ones pop out at me. One of them is not this. Why is this game on Monday Night Football? And I know the answer, because there's not flex scheduling. It's not Sunday Night Football. But does this feel Monday Night Football worthy, guys? Like Seattle at Washington? What, is Detroit busy? Oh, yeah, they are, because they play every single Thursday on Thanksgiving, and I have to watch that vomit on my television screen. Again, I apologize, but It feels like when Monday night comes around, that's when I'm supposed to get the clashing of the helmets and Al and Frank, damn, we're going to get this thing started. And nothing's going to get started in this game. Like, if you don't like gambling like we do, and I assume if you're listening or watching, you've got a little interest in the lines, Seattle at Washington is not an NFL game that provides entertainment value. Not with these guys that are going to be on the field.
No, yeah, dude, I mean, I got to act.
This is,
or Adam.
It's Manning cast or nothing, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank goodness that we have that option, because that game is a brutal one. A pretty good one going on right now, though, in the second NFL game earlier today. The Bears on a walk-off field goal took my money and took care of the Detroit Lions. So the Lions still, I don't know if you say on the schneid because they have a tie, but yeah, they are not a very good football team. And now you got the Raiders going at it in the afternoon game with the Cowboys. Don't forget, coming up tonight, Bills on the road at the Saints. The Bills are a favorite. The Saints are looking for a quarterback, and Josh Allen as well, looking to get back into his MVP form. Speaking of MVPs, the odds, they are a-changing. Just 3 weeks ago, you could have got Patrick Mahomes hanging right around, you know, 50-1. If you want to make that same bet today, betrivers.com, you get about 10-1. Is that worth the money? We talk about the futures coming up next right here. You're locked in the BetQL Network.